Order, order.
Don't believe everything you read in the newspaper.
National's Jerry Brownlee responding on behalf of his Prime Minister, John Key, to questions from Labor hitman Pete Hodgson about the relationship between their colleague, the Minister of Finance, Bill English, and his family trust.
What is his view of the Honourable Bill English's comments to TV3 on August the 4th that, quote, "it was certainly not the intent," close quote, "that he changed his affairs in order to claim almost $1,000 a week? And can he now confirm that it was precisely the intent?"
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I have absolutely no responsibility for any comments made to TV3 by anybody else. What I will say, though, is that I believe the Honourable Bill English to be doing an excellent job for New Zealand in difficult times, and he is an honest man.
Repeating that claim in defence of his colleague, Mr Brownlee went too far and got a ticking off from the Speaker.
Mr Speaker, what I am advising my colleague, the Honourable Bill English, to do is hold his head up high because he's an honest man. He does not have to bend to the jealous and pathetic attacks coming from the Labor opposition. Never has there been such a pathetic effort in the whole time of this
order.
Parliament. And I'd ask this, Mr Speaker.
But the Speaker reminded Mr Brownlee that ministers were supposed to answer questions, not ask them.
The members might have noticed that the Speaker is on his feet and there will be silence. And the Honourable Jerry Brownlee should recognise that actually the government does not ask, the ministers do not ask questions, they answer them. And there's no need for that kind of carry-on in answering a question either.
But there was no stopping Jerry Brownlee, who, as Leader of the House, had this answer for Darren Hughes when his opposite number asked him whether the government planned to push the Auckland Council Bill through under urgency next week.
Speaker, I wonder if the Leader of the House could give the House an assurance that urgency won't be used once again for legislation relating to Auckland governance.
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, it's an interesting question that's been phrased by the Shadow Leader of the House in a way that makes it very difficult for me to answer. What I do want to point out, though, sir, is that the House in a normal week sits for some 17 hours. If you take out question time, sir, and the general debate, that gets it down to 13 hours. What I can tell the nation is that the Labor Party may well consider 13 hours a week a week's work. The National Government does not.
So it looks like another burst of urgency after the House returns at 2 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Environment Minister Nick Smith used a patsy question from his National colleague, Chris Auchinvoll, to put across the Government's view of the new resource management regime passed under urgency on Wednesday.
Is it correct that Aucklanders will be able to remove trees from the 1st of October, that to protect trees, councils will have to individually go through a scheduling process for them, and that developers will now have a free-for-all on Auckland trees?
The Honourable Dr. Nick
Smith. No, these are all myths. First, Aucklanders on the 1st of October will not need resource consents for trimming their tree, but still will require a consent if they seek to remove them. Secondly, councils do not have to go through an individual process for each tree. Most councils around New Zealand have protected trees through a single plan change that identifies the significant or groups of trees in their community, and I would expect the Auckland councils to do the same. Thirdly, developers do not have a free-for-all. Resource consents are required for developments, and it is often a condition of consents at council's discretion to protect trees. Thousands of trees have been protected by other councils all around New Zealand using that method.
Nick Smith also faced a question from the Greens' Jeanette Fitzsimons.
Can he confirm that New Zealand was rated by the World Bank as the second easiest country in the OECD to do business and the easiest country to get a building consent, while our threatened species and our water quality continue to decline? And hasn't he got the balance wrong, making it easier still for developers and harder still for those protecting the environment?
The Honourable Dr.
Mr. Speaker, I'd be happy to table for the member the IMD analysis that shows in the area of environmental law, New Zealand is ranked as one of the most bureaucratic of all countries in the way in which we deal with it. And I think where the government differs from the Green Party is we have a strong commitment to issues likes of water quality, protecting biodiversity. Where we differ is that bureaucracy does not automatically equate to good environmental law.
Environment Minister Nick Smith, I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.